Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our guest is Ross Pelton. He's one of America's top integrative pharmacists. There are not many of them. He does a great job teaching the public and also lecturing to health professionals about some of the latest findings about the microbiome, and he's sharing many of them with you today. So, Ross, you wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of glutathione, because there are actually some very interesting revelations about glutathione these days There's a way to harness production of glutathione in the gastrointestinal tract, right?
You bet. There's a couple of things I want to mention here. Glutathione is an extremely important compound in the human body. It's made in every cell in our bodies, and we call it the master antioxidant. Glutathione is the most prevalent antioxidant in the human body. It probably protects more of your body than all of the other antioxidants combined. And in addition to being the master antioxidant, glutathione is also the master regulator of all your detoxification. So it's a really incredible compound. And for a long time, you couldn't take it orally because it gets broken down and destroyed in the harsh acid and digestive juices in the stomach. But now Essential Formulas has come up with a really unique product. It was actually a product that was developed in Europe, and we have the sole rights to just market this in the United States. But
there's the brand name, Baltic countries, right?
It was in Estonia, borders on Russia in Eastern Europe. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And the scientists at the University of Tartu in Estonia, one of the oldest universities that's still in existence. The scientists in the microbiome and microbiology department there have a long history of studying probiotics in the microbiome. These scientists were studying the microbiome and the probiotics in the gastrointestinal tract of the Russian astronauts back in the days with Sputnik. Wow. So for a couple of decades, these scientists had been studying probiotics in the microbiome. And in 1995, they discovered a strain of probiotic bacteria that had enormous antioxidant effect. They were screening a wide range of bacteria to see if any had antioxidant effect, whereas a lot of the strains that they tested really didn't have much antioxidant activity at all. When they tested a strain called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, its antioxidant activity was literally off the charts. And so they spent about 20 years now studying this strain of bacteria, trying to figure out how and why it provides such powerful antioxidant activity. And what they discovered is that the bacteria actually synthesize glutathione. And with glutathione being the master antioxidant, if you can boost your glutathione levels, you're really going to prevent free radical damage or slow down the process of free radical damage in your body. And you're slowing down your aging process and improving your long-term health. Another important part of the story about this strain, Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, it also synthesizes manganese superoxide dismutase,
SOD,
which is another very, very important antioxidant enzyme. Mm-hmm. So in human clinical trials, Dr. Ron, humans that were taking ME3 daily for 3 weeks got an astounding 49% increase in the ratio between reduced glutathione to oxidized glutathione, which is the active versus the inactive.
So this is not just theoretical. This is not just in the test tube. We demonstrated in human subjects that we could actually boost
human clinical trials. You bet.
Great. That's
the
fantastic.
The only other thing that can do as good a job at boosting glutathione levels is going to the doctor's office and getting a 3-hour intravenous infusion of glutathione, which takes time and costs money. And a glutathione IV infusion gives you benefits that last for 2 to 3 days. Then you got to go back to the doctor and get another IV infusion. If you're taking the RegActive product that contains Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, the bacteria start producing glutathione 24/7 constantly. So it's the most reliable and effective and especially most cost-effective way to boost your glutathione levels on a daily basis. So this is really a revolutionary breakthrough product, and not only in health but also in medicine, as people start to understand how many different types of conditions are associated with low glutathione levels. In fact, I've got a slide that shows all the chronic degenerative diseases, and they are all associated with low glutathione levels. So boosting your glutathione levels is one of the most proactive things that people can do to improve their health and improve their immune system and slow down their aging process.
You know, and again, we don't want to get over our skis in terms of claims, but one of the aspects of COVID-19 in serious cases is patients immediately deplete their glutathione. And what sometimes complicates that is, people feel sick, they take a lot of Tylenol, and Tylenol also depletes glutathione. So it's kind of a double whammy. And then you arrive, short of breath, poised to go on a ventilator, and your glutathione levels have plummeted. And that puts you at very high risk for cellular damage due to the virus. So this is actually one of the things that's being investigated as, potentially an ancillary therapy. I'm not saying, ME3 is a bulwark against COVID-19. Anything to support glutathione will put you in a more resilient place when it comes to challenges.
Yes. And another piece that I want to throw in here that I think is very important, Dr. Ron, is that there's a lot of science out there that talks about how important vitamin D is for the immune system. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that glutathione regulates the vitamin D binding protein, which is the transporter for vitamin D to the cells where it can be active. Oh. And they have taken populations of people with low vitamin D and just boosted their glutathione levels, and it gets their vitamin D level up.
That's actually really important because vitamin D that you take orally, it has to go through conversions. It has to go first to the liver, where it goes through a first step of conversion, and it needs the binding protein to take it to the liver and deposit it there so that it can be biotransformed. And then it has to be further transformed. It has to travel to the kidneys, and it's that binding protein that takes it to the kidneys. And some people have a faulty binding protein, either genetically or perhaps due to vitamin D deficiency. And those are the people where you just scratch your head and you say, why isn't the vitamin D working for them?
Right. And so this is just another important piece of the puzzle where glutathione can actually boost the activity of the vitamin D binding protein, which will get more vitamin D to the cells and boost the immune system, which is one of the most important aspects of vitamin D.
Well, I always learn something new, some new factoid when I talk to you. I didn't know about that. That's really interesting. We know vitamin D is great for a multitude of things, but I didn't know that it had an impact on glutathione. That's very cool. So let's be clear. A couple of products. Doctor here has done make 49 different. It's not like 31 flavors. ice cream store. They actually for a long time they were kind of really focused on their single product, which is Dr. Here's Probiotic. That's the essential formulas company that developed that. But they diversified with RegActive. Okay, so they have a lineup of RegActive products, And there actually are several of them. So can you walk us through what those are and, you know, where they might be appropriate?
Sure, you bet. First, there's three different RegActive products. Initially, we had RegActive Immune and Vitality, the RegActive Detox and Liver Health, and the RegActive Cardio Wellness. Each of these three formulations have some other supplemental ingredients along with the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. And after we've had this product on the market for several years, a lot of physicians and other healthcare practitioners said, we would like to have a formulation that just delivers the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. So last year, we came out with a standalone product that's called Essential ME3.
Oh, okay.
And so the difference is that the three RegActive formulations that have supplemental ingredients, the recommended dose is 2 capsules per day. But if you buy the Essential ME3 that just contains the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 bacteria, the recommended dose is just 1 capsule daily.
Okay.
So there's really four different RegActive products.
Right. Now, and then the other people say, well, what do I take? Shall I take Dr. Ahir's or shall I take RegActive? Are they compatible if you want to take both?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dr. Ron. I'm glad you brought it up because a lot of people do say, well, why do I need to take RegActive? I'm already taking a probiotic.
Right.
The more important thing to realize, and we try to get people to understand that even though RegActive contains a probiotic bacteria, Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, we don't like to classify or categorize the RegActive products as probiotics. We are trying to get people to realize that's a whole different category, a glutathione boosting supplement. And they are very compatible with Dr. Ahir's probiotics. I take 2 Dr. Ahir's every morning and 2 of the RegActive Detox and Liver Health every evening at bedtime. So they're very compatible and synergistic. And we don't like people to get confused and think that they're if you take
it's
one, you don't
or.
Need to take
it's,
the other. You
right.
bet.
Yeah. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution, the Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting all our sponsors. And now back to our guest, Dr. Ross Pelton. You've studied glutathione, and you know, there's sort of a glutathione war going on in the supplement industry. You know, there's so many different products that purport to raise glutathione, and you know, could you compare them in some
sure.
way to ME3? Because to my knowledge, ME3 is unique. It's the only one that addresses glutathione by synthesizing it within the gastrointestinal tract. All the others are you have to take, you know, oral spray or a lozenge or, you know, a capsule tablet, something like that. You swallow it and then it gets into your system somehow. And sometimes they even suggest that you put on some kind of transdermal patch or something like that to get it into your system. How do those stack up compared to ME3? Or have you evaluated the data?
Sure. So the big difference in a lot of these newer products is they're taking advantage of what's called a liposomal delivery system. And liposomal delivery systems take a product that's not well absorbed and coat it with a phospholipid coating that's, these are fats that are easily absorbed. And so the liposomal delivery system will enhance the absorption of a lot of different types of compounds. It does improve the absorption and elevate the plasma level of glutathione, but it doesn't come close to competing with the RegActive products where the bacteria are synthesizing glutathione 24 hours a day. There's nothing that has ever produced glutathione elevation the way the RegActive products with ME3 have done.
And how about taking NAC? Because we know that that's a building block for glutathione and can be a fairly effective way. So, for example, we know that one of the reasons that people who take Tylenol overdoses get sick is because their glutathione is destroyed, and then the result is that they go into liver failure. And the rescue, and this is something we used to do in the hospital well before I was involved in integrative medicine, we used to push N-acetylcysteine down a feeding tube into those people's GI tracts, and we would replete their glutathione. So is NAC a plausible way of getting glutathione support?
Yes, it is. It will help. NAC is a precursor for glutathione. You can also get help with alpha-lipoic acid and selenium. There's a number of things that are precursors. Milk thistle is another one, an herbal product that helps to boost glutathione levels. These are precursors for glutathione and support the synthesis of your body's production of glutathione. But with ME3, the bacteria are actually synthesizing it. And we actually have a little glutathione in the detox and liver health products. So it is a very good adjuvant. And I would never discourage anybody from taking NAC. It's a very important precursor to glutathione. And if you combine that with any one of the RegActive products, it will provide an extra boost, an extra benefit.
So we could think of a portfolio of ways to support glutathione, say for a person with a neurodegenerative condition or a detoxification issue, or perhaps, you know, simply when you're sick. I take alpha-lipoic acid routinely. I take RegActive. I kind of hold NAC in reserve for, you know, it's in my medicine kit in case I come down with a flu, because I know that really depletes my glutathione. But one can take these things side by side. It's not an either or, right?
That's correct. And actually, just to summarize things for our listeners, there's really about four basic ways to boost your glutathione levels. Mm-hmm. You can get a direct intravenous infusion in a doctor's office.
Yep. Okay.
You can take some of the nutritional precursors that we've just talked about. You can take some of the newer glutathione levels that are delivered in a liposomal delivery system, or you can take the RegActive products with Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 and get those bacteria to directly and continually synthesize glutathione in your system 24 hours a day.
I also think it possibly could be a little more economical to use the ME3 form in the RegActive, because the glutathione products tend to be a little pricey. And, you know, only a small fraction of them are absorbed because
Correct.
It's hard to get glutathione past the digestive tract when you swallow glutathione, even if it's liposomally encapsulated. So
that's right.
It tends to be a pricey supplement.
Another thing that I think is pretty interesting is that a lot of people now are familiar with telomeres and telomerase.
Yes.
The Nobel Prize was won a number of years ago when physicians figured out that these telomeres, which are the little protective areas on the end of your chromosomes that protect your DNA, well, we now know that telomeres and the shortening of your telomeres parallels glutathione levels. So if you have a higher glutathione blood level, you will slow down the rate of shortening of your telomeres, and that is directly associated with life extension.
Aging and degenerative disease susceptibility, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. There are even tests by which you can measure the length of your telomeres. It's like a new way. It's like people used to go to fortune tellers. Now you can get your telomeres measured to tell you whether you're going to have a long life.
Right. And another thing that we talk about biological markers or biomarkers of aging. Now we understand that glutathione levels are a biomarker of aging because of the direct relationship between glutathione levels and telomeres and telomerase.
Right. And, you know, if we want to really get into the weeds, I'm doing some genetic testing these days. It's really fun. because we mm-hmm. can actually uncover whether people have defects in the genes which determine whether you produce glutathione, you know, the glutathione peroxidase gene SNP. And some people really have faulty glutathione production. They're endogenous production. They're because something that the body should produce on its own. And it's interesting, you know, we wonder, you know, why do some people who are exposed to lots and lots of smog and chemicals, they seem to be very robust. They do fine. And other people come down with terrible neurodegenerative diseases. And there's a really strong correlation between the genes that the glutathione detox genes that you have and other genes related to that and one's susceptibility to the effects of chemical exposure and environmental pollutants. And mercury,
exactly.
And mercury too, for example, because it requires glutathione to get rid of mercury. So, okay, you know, obviously, I mean, I think it's kind of one of the best kept secrets about essential formulas because everybody knows about the Dr. Hira's product. I think it's, you know, you're getting the word out pretty effectively about an all-purpose probiotic with postbiotics potential. But it's that the new RegActive series, relatively new. It's been around for like 3-4 years now. That I think is one of those best kept secret things that I think people need to know about. So information about it is available at essentialformulas.com, right? What else can people find there? Writings or any of your, do you have a newsletter or do you get the word out with podcasts?
Yeah, what I'll do, Dr. Ron, is that I've written a couple of articles that really explain both Dr. Hira's probiotics and why they're unique and different. And also I've written an article titled Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, A New Era in Glutathione Therapy. And I'll give you links to my articles so that your listeners, if they check in your archives, they can get free access to these articles and learn in more detail why the RegActive products with Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 and then also why Dr. Hira's products are not just another probiotic. They are very unique and very different, and they are potentially revolutionary products in healthcare and medicine because of the way they support your immune system, and with the ME3, the way they boost your detoxification levels and the antioxidant protection. So there's really nothing like either one of these products on the market. Dr. Hira Probiotics and RegActive with Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. There are no competitors. These are products. There's nothing else like them in the marketplace.
Okay. Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I want to get the word out. You know, clearly they're a sponsor, full disclosure. But, you know, I truly believe in these products, using them myself and prescribing them to my patients. So thanks, Ross Pelton, for joining us. Ross is constantly out there communicating the latest and most reliable health information to both the public and to health professionals. You know, and when conferences resume, I guess you're doing a lot of webinars and things like that. But
exactly, yeah,
you know, usually a road warrior, you know, going hither, thither, and yon, presenting this information.
Yeah,
great stuff. Dr. Hira's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online, EssentialFormulas.com. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
I'm Dr. Ron. Be well.
Thank you. You too. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Cyber Monday sale at my online FullScript supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. November 30th through December 1st, for 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, from November 30th through December 1st. That's drhoffmanstore.com.